Roadhouse, Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Our TYT Media Network is brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse on Metro City, Bloomington, and Cemetery and Mall. See their menu online at TripleRRoadhouse.com. The All-American Awards and the Greatest, just about anything on just about everything. See their selection online at AllAmericanHQ.com. By Clarion Ford and Clarion Price, the Power of Two. Check out their completion on law. By Bauer Truck Repair, 24-hour roadside service, towing, recovery, and heavy-duty truck repair for Bauer. By Travis Insurance Agency, more than 50 years of experience offering a wide variety of plans to handle all your insurance needs. By Carly Tire, all your tire needs and a great brand to love. By Galbraith Furniture, and the prices of furniture, and commit it to your service and satisfaction on these three programs. By TR Cellular, no contract, no credit check, no hassle, they can save you money. TRCellular.com. And by the Education Consortium of the Upper Allegheny, B2A, bringing affordable associated rates to your backyard. Visit online at bcuaca.org. And we welcome you to another edition of the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show right here. D9Sports.com, live from the Clarion Mall, where your town studios. Great to have you along, everybody. It is week number 6 of the 2013 high school football season. I'm Dustin Heitner, and Chris Mulgenny. And one of the things that we've seen tonight is the weather trying to get a bit of a mess this evening. The fog rolling in with receipts from all of the great stringers that we have across District 9 that send us scores, that give us updates, that talk to us after these games. We've gotten a lot of different text messages, a lot of different picture messages that have had the fog bowl pictures, a lot of different games that have been affected by fog out there tonight, even a few games that were affected by lightning, and we had a few lightning delays tonight as well. But hey, it is week number 6 of the high school football season, and we have a great show coming up for you here in just a moment. We'll bring Chris Rossetti in just a moment, but for right now, let's take a look at that All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard and get you updated on that, as there are still a number of games in progress. But right now, we have in the AML North, Smethport defeated Port Allegheny tonight 35-14. That is a final. Cattersport leading Cameron County 26-19. That has 8 minutes left in quarter number 4. In the AML South, a big one here between Kerwinsville and Brockway. Kerwinsville coming in at 4-1, Brockway at 3-2. Last update we have there, Kerwinsville 35, Brockway 22, 9:04 to play in the fourth quarter, and we will certainly keep you aware of what's going on in that one. The last score we had in District 10, Region 5, saw Franklin leading Bradford 37-0. That was at the start of the fourth quarter, so the mercy rolling effect there. You have to believe that game is probably coming to a close pretty soon, and we'll get that final score along to you as soon as we receive it here. In KSAC crossover games, of course, the crossover games in the Keystone Shortway Athletic Conference do not count towards the division standings there in the small and large school divisions. Saw Punxsutawney, actually this game, Punxsutawney leading Clarion Limestone 28-12, 9:30 to play in the fourth quarter, and I should mention with that one that game got started late. It was a 7 o'clock planned kickoff, did not kick off until about 7:30 because of a lightning delay, and I should also say then that AML South game between Kerwinsville and Brockway saw a 30-minute lightning delay in the middle of the second quarter in that one as well, so that's why we see that game dragging a little bit behind some of our other ones tonight. Clarion defeats St. Mary's tonight. They remain unbeaten, 46-0 final score up in St. Mary's. It was Carn City 55, Keystone 14, big night down in Carn City as Jim Kelly makes his appearance down there. He was there for the ceremony during the school day at Carn City, and then, of course, a number of different ceremonies down at Carn City. And, of course, we will carry one of our affiliates for the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show. That's WCCR and Clarion. Had that game tonight. They broadcast that game. It was their game of the week. And they had a quick interview with the Hall of Fame quarterback, Jim Kelly, East Brady native. And, of course, you'll know him from quarterbacking the Miami Hurricanes, the Buffalo Bills, and taking them to 4 Super Bowls. But have a quick interview with him, and we're going to play that back for you so everybody has an opportunity to hear what he had to say tonight. Also in case that crossover action, Brookville defeats AC Valley tonight 43-19. And this score a great ball game, and we will certainly, Chris is going to be all over this one, as Red Bank and Moniteau knotted up at 26 apiece. Moniteau looking for their first win of the season, and they're tied with Red Bank Valley 26 apiece. That game's been back and forth. Moniteau had the early lead. Red Bank Valley has led through much of the latter part of the first half and into the second half. But right now, with 5:21 to play in that ball game, it's Red Bank Valley 26, Moniteau 26. In the Mountain League, Clearfield 49, Bellefonte 13, final score there. Non-conference action tonight saw Allegheny of Maryland, the Campers, which I love. I love that nickname, the Campers of Allegheny. I don't think Ridgeway was too fond of them tonight, though, as Ridgeway falls to Allegheny tonight 42-0. Union leading Kennedy Catholic down in Reimersburg tonight 20-0 at the start of the fourth quarter. And it was homecoming down there, so that game is a little bit behind as the halftime went a little bit longer than usual. Morgantown, West Virginia 40, Dubois 14. So the Quad A Beavers traveled down to Morgantown, and not going to be too easy of a trip down there for them as they are trailing Morgantown 40-14.
That's one of the best teams in West Virginia, that Morgantown team. So, can't really read a whole lot into that.
Right. I was going to say, you take it for what it's worth.
The Dubois is, and we'll get to this a little later on, they could be on some life support for a playoff spot in that district that's like seven districts together thing.
Yeah. The district 4-1-3-8-5-9-2-6-10-4-18-13. There aren't 18 districts, but whatever the case. Yeah, we're going to talk playoffs a little bit. That's actually going to be coming up here in just a moment. We're going to preview the show, and we'll talk about what we're going to talk about inside our show today. But again, Morgantown, West Virginia, 40, Dubois, 14. That has 4:32 left in the third quarter. A few scores coming in here as that wraps us up. A couple games tomorrow in the AML North. Otto Eldred's at Sheffield. Kane is at Elk County Catholic. Another score update coming in for you here. Punxsutawney. The score remains the same. It's Punxsutawney 28, Clarion Limestone 12. And that is now with 6:53 remaining in quarter number four. So it looks like Punxsutawney's on their way to evening their record at 3-3, but we'll get that final to you as soon as we know it. And Kerwinsville extending their lead. It looks like Kerwinsville is going to even their conference record, their AML South record, at 1-1 here and move to 5-1 with 3:31 left in the fourth quarter there. It is now Kerwinsville 42 and Brockway 22. Kerwinsville 42, Brockway 22. That's with 3:31 left in quarter number four. And one other score to pass along to you here, a final score now. Actually, we already did get you this one. So there you go. Smithport 35, Port Allegheny 14, and that was a final score in that one. That was the All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard. Make sure you visit All American Awards and Engraving online at allamericanhq.com. They'll put just about anything on just about everything at All American Awards and Engraving. Great show coming up for you tonight, folks. Chris Rossetti and I are going to chat with a number of different reporters, and Josh Funk, of course, the editor-in-chief of the Pennsylvania Football News. He'll be on after the 10 o'clock hour. But one of the things that we're going to do this week, a little bit different from previous weeks, is, hey, we're past the halfway point. We're 6/10, Chris. What does that reduce to? Go. 6/10. What does that reduce to?
3/5.
There you go, Chris. All right, our math lesson for tonight is in. So 6/10 of the way through the season, 3/5 of the way. We can talk about the playoffs now. So we're going to do a little bit of that. There's not a whole lot to talk about with it, but we will talk playoffs as this show progresses tonight as well. Like I mentioned briefly earlier, Jim Kelly was down at Carson City tonight. The folks on WCCR and Clarion had an opportunity to chat with him. Very brief interview with him, but we're going to play that back for you coming up inside our show a little bit later on. So we're looking forward to a great program tonight, and as the final scores roll in, we have most of them, but as they continue to roll in, we will pass them along to you here on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show. Don't forget, if you're out at a game, hashtag D9Photos, hashtag D9Photos, and you can get those pictures on our Rebel Mouse page, and that's always a great thing for us to get the visuals, to see where you are, to see the views, the sights of what's going on across District 9, and of course, hashtag D9Football. And if you're at a game, a volleyball game, soccer match, whatever it is, golf match, any other fall sports that are taking place, and cross-country as well, you can hashtag those, D9Golf, D9Soccer, and so forth, and get those out as well. And we certainly love to get that information across on D9Sports.com. All right, it's time for our first break of the show. When we come back, we'll pass along any new scores we have for you as well, and we'll get you set up for our show here in week number six. It is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show right here on D9Sports.com.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations in the Marcellus gas lakes. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles, too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Explore Gail Brett's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Gail Brett's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Gail Brett's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
It's always something.
You wouldn't take a long drive without checking the oil, gas, fluids, and tires. Maybe you should check your auto insurance, too.
Fill her up?
No, just check the deductible.
Talk to your independent agent. We're driven to get you the best rate. R. James Mathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding county.
Here in the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show, D9Sports.com, and the Explore Your Town Media Network. I'm Dustin Kafer. He's Chris Rossetti. Some additional scores rolling in here, including an updated final score for you, and probably one of the best games of the night, most competitive and certainly most exciting games of the night, comes in the Keystone Shortway Athletic Conference this evening, as it was Red Bank Valley. This one just going final, as Red Bank Valley beats Manitou tonight 29-26. Manitou is shut out again, or shut off from that first victory of the season. Chris Zane Watson connects on a 39-yard game-winning field goal with under 5 seconds to go, right, Chris? What was it, 3 seconds?
3.1 seconds to play, Dustin.
How about that? Zane Watson. Let's talk about that for one quick moment here, Chris. How great is it? I mean, Brockway with the Espositos. I'm going to forget some, so I'm just going to quit listing names because I'm going to end up forgetting somebody that's been a quality kicker over the years for a team in the District 9 area. But how great is it to have a kicker? I mean, how beneficial is it for your team to have that kicker that you can depend on? A 39-yard field goal, Chris, not something that is going to be all that easy to put through the uprights, right?
Oh, a 39-yard field goal in high school football is, I don't want to say unheard of because it's not unheard of, but around here it's almost unheard of to kick a 39-yard field goal. And then to do it under that kind of pressure. You know, Zane's a senior kicker. We know what kind of leg he has. You see it week in and week out with the touchbacks. It's like 3, 4, 5 touchbacks a week from Zane. But to come in that situation, and great kick by Zane. I don't know who was holding. I'm not sure who was snapping. But those guys deserve a lot of credit, too, because that's a lot of pressure in a high school football game to win it on a kick like that in a situation like that. And let's be honest, Dustin, the weather wasn't the greatest today in Clarion County. That game had a weather delay.
It's a moist game,
That field at Red Bank Valley usually by this time of the year isn't in the greatest shape either. So add in the field conditions to all of that, that is a big-time kick.
Let's head out in the GR Cellular Hotline. We have the editor-in-chief. We're going to change up the time a little bit here on Josh. I hope he's going to be okay. I know he likes to fit in right after that 10 o'clock hour. But we head out on the GR Cellular Hotline, talk with the editor-in-chief of the Pennsylvania Football News, Josh Funk. And Josh, your thoughts on that? Red Bank Valley 29, Manitou 26, the 39-yard game-winning field goal, 3 seconds to play. I know you watch a lot of high school football over your time. I read your bio on the Pennsylvania Football News, so I saw that you've seen quite a few games. It's a pretty impressive feat, right? I mean, everything has to go right. Like Chris highlighted, you know, you have to credit the snapper, you have to credit the hold, the weather conditions. You know, a lot of times to kick it 39 yards, you got to go line drive with it. Zane, not the case with a kicker like Watson at Red Bank Valley.
Yeah, well, I would say this: if Red Bank Valley hasn't had its homecoming yet, I'd say Mr. Zane Watson's going to get a nice dance with the homecoming queen afterwards for that game-winning kick. So
Josh,
hats off to him. I mean, that's pretty good. But
Josh, you must be clear. I can't even say the word now. I just screwed up big time on radio. Clairvoyant.
There we go.
Hold on a second, Josh. You don't understand how right on you were. Zane Watson was tonight's homecoming king.
Oh, really?
At Red Bank Valley High School.
There you go. So it's just a match made in heaven then. But, you know, getting back to your question about, you know, special teams, I grew up in Lancaster County, Manheim Central, and that was something, the special teams was something the Barons always prided themselves on. They always had a really good kicker. In fact, when I started getting into it, there was a kicker named John Lentz, a soccer player that could boot kickoffs from the 40 out the back of the end zone with regularity, 5 or 6 times a game. So having a kicker that can, you know, pin a team 80 yards is amazing. To have a kicker that can do the whole pressure situation thing with the, you know, the snap being perfect, the hold being perfect, the kick being good, and the weather being crappy, I mean, that's pretty good. You want to talk about kickers in pressure situations. How about Jonah Bowman? What an asset he was to Wyoming missing last year against Aliquippa in the AA state championship game.
Mm-hmm.
If Aliquippa wasn't stunned that Wyomissing went 99 yards and 8 plays on him for their first touchdown, that was the only 99-yard scoring drive Aliquippa had allowed all season, you know, then you get a kicker that beat the AA state playoff record for a field goal successful distance by 7 yards and pulls him to within 4. That was the moment where, you know, it really stunned him because Aliquippa is not used to having, you know, special teams like that. Special teams play, they usually just out-athlete and out-score you and go for 2. But having a kicker, oh my gosh, complete swing of momentum. And actually just this year I covered a game where it came down to a game-winning field goal and how important special teams are. Not a kicker as experienced as Zane Watson, but you know, a kicker who was playing in his first ever varsity game in a pressure-packed situation with 16 seconds left to try a game-winning 31-yard field goal, and watching him warm up, his range was only 25 to 30, and he had to go 31, and he came up 4 feet short. So you see the one side of it, the thrill of victory side, and the agony of defeat, because Loyal Sox the next week, who was supposed to be a really good team, had a hangover loss by 11 points to a really, really young and really inexperienced Central Columbia team. So you can see both sides of the coin. And special teams, really, over the last 8 years that I've been covering football, oh my gosh, it's so underrated, undervalued. Mm-hmm. But teams that have it are just a step ahead. I think of Bethel Park in the WPIAL. You know, they're winning games, you know, ugly defense, but they've got one of the top kickers down there in Dan Christensen. He's a senior. It seems like he's been there at Bethel Park for 11 years. I hear that Christensen name, Christensen. Or you have a Mitch Maxora, I believe a junior at Pittsburgh Central Catholic. As a freshman, he came on and kicked 5 field goals. I mean, sometimes kickers carry a team. It's awesome.
That's outrageous. That's amazing. And it really, you know, it's an impressive feat every time I consider that, especially at the high school level. And you're right, it doesn't always seem to get the value that it needs to. But real quick update of the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard here in District 9 as we're talking with the editor-in-chief of the Pennsylvania Football News, Josh Funk. Final score, non-conference action, Union 27, Kennedy Catholic 0. And in District 10, Region 5 play, Franklin 44 and Bradford 0. Josh, you would love it here right now tonight. I'm sure you're a guy who loves to crunch the numbers and you love figuring out playoff seedings and so forth, but Chris Rossetti, there's actually steam. I'll paint a picture for you. There's steam coming out of his ears. It's really fun to watch.
That means he's working too hard. He needs to step back because he's probably going to go on a nonsensical Pirates rant on Twitter.
Pirates won today, Josh, so I'm in a good mood.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have to worry about it when they win.
I just killed it, Ben. How clairvoyant. How unclairvoyant. I just killed it.
Hey, Josh, can you stick around with us for a moment? We got you on late in the segment. We got to step aside for a timeout, and we'll keep you on here. So does that sound all right?
Absolutely.
All right, Josh
Absolutely.
Funk, editor-in-chief of the Pennsylvania Football News. He's sticking with us. We're coming back right after this on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show right here on D9Sports.com.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy 4 qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
It's always something.
You wouldn't take a long drive without checking the oil, gas, fluids, and tires. Maybe you should check your auto insurance, too.
Fill her up?
No, just check the deductible.
Talk to your independent agent. We're driven to get you the best rate. R. James Mathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations in the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team? Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
Explore Gail Brett's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover pieces on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Gail Brett's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Gail Brett's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles, too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Welcome inside the Clarion Ball and the Clarion Family Studios. I'm Dustin Kuyper. Chris Rossetti is beside me here. And we take a look, or actually we go back out to the GR Cellular Hotline. Before we do that, though, our winners tonight will give a full recap of the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. As Smethport wins tonight, Cattersport over Cameron County, Kerwinsville over Brockway, Franklin over Bradford. It was Clarion over St. Mary's, Carson City over Keystone. Brookville beats AC Valley, Red Bank Valley over Montauk. Clearfield beats Bellefonte. Union over Kennedy Catholic, Allegheny over Allegheny, Maryland over Ridgeway. Morgantown leading Dubois in the fourth quarter, big by a few scores there. And Punxsutawney late in the fourth quarter, up 28-12. Over Clarion Limestone. Back to the GR Cellular Hotline. We have a couple minutes here. Editor-in-Chief of the Pennsylvania Football News, Josh Funk. So, Josh, where were you tonight?
Work. Got home. We had, like I said last week, we had a
full
man down. Yep. So, you know, that becomes a two-man show. And
I hear
you. You know, to, you know, personal plans, you know, be danged, you know, until, you know, something gets, I'll be out of game tomorrow night, though. I'm going to head down to Herndon, kind of a throwaway game in terms of the records between, Halifax 0-5 and, Lion Mountain at 1-4. Lion Mountain has the longest losing streak since, 2001 when they lost 6 in a row after winning their season opener. So, it'd be a good opportunity for Lion Mountain to try to get back on the right side of the win column, snap a losing streak and, we get a little momentum going forward for 2014. They're already out of the District 4 single-A playoff race. I mean, you're talking about the top three teams, Southern Columbia, of course, steamrolling AAA Sealands Group, Wellsboro's undefeated, and South Williamsport is not ballot for anybody. Then Bloomsburg's number four with two losses right now. I mean, it's one of those things where you get left out on the outside looking in, and for Lion Mountain, the traditional playoff qualifier, well, this year didn't quite go as planned.
Josh, we're curious. For Triple R Roadhouse Wings and maybe a couple of awards from All-American Awards and Engraving, would you be interested in coming and working for the EYT Media Network?
What all would that entail? I mean, no, if the Wings were laced with grants, you know, we could talk. I'm just kidding. I can be swayed with food. I would have to consider it. I can be swayed with food, especially wings.
There's about four dozen wings sitting in front of us right now. So, yeah, I mean, you might as well stop by.
A full dozen. If I was there, you'd need 50.
Oh, I said four. Oh, we have four dozen.
Four.
We're making our way through. Yeah.
Well, you guys rate pretty highly. So.
Hey, Josh, we appreciate your time once again tonight. Always great talking to you, and we'll catch up with you next week in week number 7. Thanks a lot, Josh.
Hey, no problem. You guys have a great weekend.
Again, that was Josh Funk, the editor-in-chief of the Pennsylvania Football News, joining us on the GR Cellular Hotline. When we come back, well, we make our way inside the 10 o'clock hour. We give you a full recap of the All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard. We're going to, inside that 10 o'clock hour, we're going to talk playoffs. We're going to talk a little bit about that Jim Kelly day and Jim Kelly night down at Carson City this evening, a big win for Carson City tonight as well. We're going to update the standings for you as well as Cowder Support comes away with a big win to stay near the top of that AML North and still stay in contention. Cameron County made that one a heck of a game, so we'll talk a little bit there too. Kerwinsville and Brockway we're talking about as well. The KSAT crossover games, we'll update those. Should be a great 10 o'clock hour coming up for you here on the Triple R Roadhouse. Friday Night Overtime Show right here on D9Sports.com. For now, let's pause 10 seconds to allow our stations to identify themselves as part of the EYT Media Network. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com, brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse. I'll bet you 62 of Interstate 80 and Clarion Mall. See the menu online at TripleRRoadhouse.com. My All-American Awards and Engraving. You can touch about anything on just about everything. See their selection online at AllAmericanAwards.com. By Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler. Hour of two. Check out their complete industry work online. By the Education Sports of the Upper Allegheny. UA, Affordable Associate Degree, we're back here. Visit online at ccua.org. By GR Cellular, no contract, no credit check, no hassle, they just save you money. GRCellular.com. By Galbraith Furniture, medical prices, quality furniture, and finished for service and satisfaction on GR Cellular. By Carly Tire, for all your tire needs, and we love you up. By Travis and Storage Agency, more than 50 years of experience, offering a wide variety of things to handle all your needs. And by Bauer Truck Company, 24 hour roadside service, tow, recovery, and execution of your vehicle. And again, this is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show. I'm Dustin Tyson, Mr. Rosetti, and alongside you tonight. We'll take a look at that All American Awards and the great scoreboard for you here at the wrap up all the finals for you in the next couple of seconds. But let's start at the top of the NBA level. A game on Friday night, media home on every game. By your computer, you have your smartphone. The D9 Sports Blog is at D9Sports.org/blog. Find the live updates on Friday. Check that out. That's a wonderful thing. Updated as you have to, especially over the next 4 weeks of the season, 7, 8, 9, and 10, to keep updated on what's going on if your team is in contention for a playoff spot. So keep that in mind as you make your way to the final parts of the season. If you haven't already checked out that live updating scoreboard on Friday nights. Here we go. Our final scores in the AML North, Smethport 35, Port Allegheny 14, Cattersport 26, Cameron County 19. And the AML South, Kerwinsville 42, Brockway 22. That's the final score. That game, of course, delayed in the second quarter because of lightning, a 30-minute lightning delay. But they have gone final now. District 10, Region 5, saw Franklin beat Bradford 44-0. This one just going final. Our man Justin Skiba was in out at Clarion Limestone High School tonight. This game got started at 7:30. They were used to that out at Clarion Limestone. That's the way it always used to be at CL, but they started at 7:30 tonight because of a lightning delay. Punxsutawney beats Clarion Limestone tonight by a score of 28-12. Clarion over St. Mary's, 46-0. It was Carson City, 55, Keystone, 14, Brookville, 43, AC Valley, 19. Red Bank Valley beats Montauk, 29-26. Those were KSAC crossover games. Those games do not work, do not count, rather, in the standings for the Keystone Shortway Athletic Conference. The Mountain League, Clearfield 49, Bellefonte 13, that's a final score there. In non-conference action, Union 27, Kennedy Catholic, 0. In non-conference play as well here, Allegheny of Maryland, 42. Ridgeway, 0. And finally, wrapping up those non-conference scores, this is the latest score we have on this one. Morgantown, 46. Dubois, 21. And that was an early fourth quarter score that we had on that one. Again, that was Morgantown, 46. Dubois, 21 was the last score that we had on that one. And that was an early fourth quarter score on the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. That's brought to you by All-American Awards and Engraving. Do you coach a team? Maybe do you own a business? Looking for something to recognize the work of your players or staff? Check out the wide variety of awards, plaques, and trophies available at All-American Awards and Engraving online at allamericanhq.com. All right, inside the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to have the brief interview that Mike Kalinowski, Bob Dunkel of WCCR and Clarion had with Jim Kelly down at Carin City tonight, Jim Kelly night. They honored him and had a great program for him during the school day as well down there at Carin City tonight. And so we'll bring that one to you as we make our way through this 10 o'clock hour. It's also time to talk playoffs here in just a little bit. We'll update the standings. That's all coming up inside this hour. We're trying to get somebody from that Red Bank Valley Montauk game. Of course, I mentioned Red Bank Valley defeats Montauk tonight 29-26 in the Keystone Shortway Athletic Conference. And I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a game. Zane Watson, 39-yard field goal with under 5 seconds to play in that game. 29-26, final score, Red Bank Valley over Montauk tonight. So we take a look at the updated standings, and we start with the AML North. And, of course, we do have two games coming up on Saturday. Otto Eldred is at Sheffield coming up tomorrow. And in the AML South, it's Kane at Elk County Catholic. So those games yet to be played here. So we take a look at the AML North, Smethport over Port Allegheny, Cattersport over Cameron County. Smethport goes to 3-0 and 4-2. Port Allegheny falls to 0-3, 1-5. Port Cattersport, with their victory, go to 2-1 in the conference, 4-2 overall. Cameron County falls to 0-3 in the AML North, 1-5 overall. In the AML South, Kerwinsville over Brockway. That puts Kerwinsville at 1-1 in the AML South, 5-1 overall. For Brockway, 0-3 in the AML South, 3-3 overall for the Brockway Rovers. It's been a rough go of it recently for the Rovers as they fall to 3 wins and 3 losses on the season. In District 10, Region 5, as the hour goes on, we'll try to collect all the scores that we can get from District 10, Region 5 tonight. But in District 10, Region 5, we saw Franklin beat Bradford 44-0. So Franklin gets their first District 10, Region 5 victory of the season. They go to 2-4 overall. For Bradford, they fall to 1-4 in Region 5. And, of course, Bradford's win in Region 5 there coming by way of a forfeit victory over Oil City that came about just a couple weeks ago. It was a Week 2 win because of an ineligible player used by the Oilers in that Week 2 game. But Oil City, or rather Bradford, goes to 1-4 in the region, 2-4 overall for them. In case that crossover action, these games do not count toward the Keystone Shortway Athletic Conference division standings. And so we just look at the overall records here. In the large school division, it's still Carin City and Brookville, or Carin City unbeaten at 2-0 in the conference. Brookville and St. Mary's are 2-1 in the large school division. Punxsutawney and Montauk are 0-2. But overall records look like this. Carin City is 5-1 with their victory tonight over Keystone. Brookville is also 5-1 with their win over AC Valley. St. Mary's falls to Clarion tonight, so they go to 4-2. Punxsutawney is now 3-3. On the season with their win over Clarion Limestone. Montauk almost getting win number one of the 2013 season, falling on the last second field goal by Zane Watson. Montauk falls to Red Bank Valley tonight, 29-26. They go to 0-6 on the season. Clarion unbeaten, 6-0. Red Bank Valley, let's look at the small school division standings, I should say, first. Clarion and Red Bank still 3-0 in that division. CL 2-1, Union 1-2. AC Valley and Keystone 0-3 in that small school division. Big small school division matchup coming up next week. It'll decide who wins that small school division. Clarion will face Red Bank Valley in week number 7, big one in the Keystone Shortway Athletic Conference. Overall records look like this. Clarion moves to 6-0. Red Bank Valley sneaks away with that victory over Montauk tonight. They're 4-2. Clarion Limestone falls to Punxsy tonight, so that is now 2-4. The Lions are now 2-4 on the season. Union trying to claw their way back into a playoff spot. The schedule might have an opportunity if they can string together some victories here. We're going to talk playoffs in just a little bit, but Union is now 2-4 on the year with their win over Kennedy Catholic. AC Valley falls tonight to Brookville. They're now 0-6, and Keystone 0-6 after their loss to Carin City, 55-14. And the Mountain League, Clearfield, and like I said, we'll get more scores from this one if we can, the ones that don't include District 9 teams. But in the Mountain League, Clearfield beats Bellefonte. So Clearfield now 4-0 in the conference, 6-0 overall, and Bellefonte falls to 0-4, 0-6. Ridgeway falls tonight to Allegheny, 42-0, so Ridgeway falls to an even mark of 3 wins and 3 losses. Last score we had, and we'll get you a final on this one when we take our next break, but Dubois was trailing Morgantown of West Virginia 46-21. Take that as a loss for Dubois here. We will get a final for you on it, but that would drop Dubois to an overall record of 3 wins and 3 losses. So there you go, the All-American Awards and Engraving Scoreboard and the updated standings for you right here on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas lakes. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Heading out to a Friday night football game or tuning in at home to listen to your local team. Once your game is over, tune into the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Scores from across all of District 9 and what it all means with reactions, updated standings, interviews, and more. We wrap up your Friday nights with the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Listen online every Friday night from 9:30 till 11 on D9Sports.com.
Explore Gale Brett's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Gale Brett's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Gale Brett's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy 4 qualifying Cooper Tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding counties.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Back here in the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on DNSports.com. I'm Dustin Kafer, Chris Rossetti. Chris Rossetti is with me tonight, folks. I'm telling you the honest truth.
I'm actually here, folks.
He's here. Yeah, no,
I can
defend him. He is working hard tonight. He's trying to get actually some pretty solid interview for us here inside this 10 o'clock hour, so we're looking forward to that coming up as well from that Red Bank Valley Monotaw game, so we hope to have that coming up. We've gone through these scores here. Let's quickly run through the winners. Smethport over Port in the AML North. County beats Cameron County. In the AML South, Kerwinsville beats Brockway tonight. In District 10, Region 5, Franklin over Bradford. In KSAC crossover games, Punxsie over CL, Clarion over St. Mary's, Carnes City over Keystone, Brookville beats AC Valley, Red Bank Valley over Monotaw. In the Mountain League, Clearfield over Bellefonte. In non-conference play, our final score comes in. Morgantown, West Virginia defeats Dubois tonight 52-21. Union over Kennedy Catholic, and Allegheny of Maryland. The Campers beat Ridgeway tonight 42-0. And of course, that was the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. A quick look at that All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. Right now, though, one of the games in that KSAC crossover matchup saw Carnes City defeat Keystone tonight 55-14. It was a big night down in the Carnes City this evening, as they had Jim Kelly night, in essence. Jim Kelly visiting Carnes City earlier today. It was part of the All-State Hometown Hall of Famers program is what that was a part of, and it brought Jim Kelly back. Of course, Jim Kelly, a graduate of East Brady High School, the now-defunct East Brady High School, no longer exists. Most of East Brady, of East Brady School District, moves in with Carnes City School District, and so they honored him there at Carnes City High School tonight with a ceremony during the school day, a ceremony before the game tonight. And, of course, it was the game of the week on one of our affiliate stations, WCCR in Clary, 92.7 FM. Mike Kalinowski and Bob Dunkel had the call of that game on WCCR in Clarion. And right at the beginning of this game, they had the opportunity to sit down with the Hall of Fame and four-time AFC champion quarterback Jim Kelly. Now, folks, got to let you know that right in the middle of this interview, Keystone scores the first touchdown of the football game. Great reaction, too, by the Hall of Fame quarterback as well. But here you go. Here's this brief interview. Mike Kalinowski and Bob Dunkel of WCCR and Clarion with Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly.
And we have Jim Kelly with us. And, Jim, thank you so much. I know you've been busy today to stop up. We're with C93 in Clarion.
Yep.
And do want to thank you again. And, well, I'll tell you what, an East Brady boy coming down, being honored at Carnes City. It has to be something for you to come down. I'm sure you would have rather had it up at East Brady. But, boy, Carnes City has rolled out the red carpet. And what a great honor for you here today.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because, I played on, well, not this field. This field's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But
a little different,
but playing here many times and really reminiscing of the days when I was with East Brady. And unfortunately, for all the listeners out there, East Brady doesn't have a school anymore. That's why we merged with Carnes City. But I'll tell you what, it's just awesome to come back and see everybody.
Well, I'll tell you, Jim. And here's a big run here by Keystone as they're going to take it all the way down the field and busting out and going in for the touchdown for the Panthers. So the Keystone Panthers score. And we'll get this for you here in just a second. I know our time with you is very limited. And one of the things, too, I wanted to ask you, from your days, you played at East Brady. You played at Miami, which is one of his favorite colleges. You also played in the USFL. You played with the Buffalo Bills. What's some of the things, when you talk local, coming from East Brady High School, what's one of the things that you took with you from East Brady that kind of helped you with your success?
Work ethic. There's no doubt. What my parents instilled in me as a kid, and grew up in a family of six boys, the toughness that you have when you have a bunch of brothers and always beating on each other. But my dad was always Air Force, and he was once said, you know, you're going to have to work at it. And, you know, there's so many other kids that want it, but you got to want it more. And I remember, you know, the big question was, you know, Marino, Montana, and Johnny and I, all the guys that came from Western Pennsylvania, they wanted to know what it was. And I said, without a doubt, and we all agreed that it's the work ethic instilled in us by our parents.
I got to tell you, thanks to you, I've had a key phrase. I root for three college teams, University of Pittsburgh, University of Miami because of you, and anybody that plays Penn State.
I like that. Me too, but no, that's got to. But hey, guys, it's a pleasure talking with you. And
nice to meet you.
Boy, it's not a good way to start out a football game for Carnage City. It has a long run for a touchdown, but you know what? It's four quarters.
Long game, that's right.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. God bless.
Thank you very much.
And again, that was the folks on WCCR and Clary, Mike Kalinowski and Bob Dunkel, joined earlier tonight by Hall of Fame quarterback Jim Kelly down at Carnes City this evening. How about the foresight from Jim Kelly there saying, you know, hey, they're bad start for the Gremlins tonight, but it's a four-quarter game. Certainly he had that one pegged pretty well, huh, Chris?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what was the final there? 55-14,
yeah.
Carnes City. We're now joined by another winning coach from the KSAC Large School Division, Alan Nickel of Punxsutawney, whose team defeated Clarion Limestone 28-12. Coach, ever follow up Jim Kelly before in doing interviews?
No, this would be a first, yes.
But no pressure or anything on you.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Hey, you guys got a big win tonight at Clarion Limestone, even your record at 3-3. How important was tonight's game for your football team?
I think, you know, we've got a young team here, and going on the road and considering that, you know, the breakups from the late start and everything, it's very important for us to take care of business and get a good win against a really fine offensive team. You know, holding Clarion Limestone to 12, they've been really revving it up the last couple of weeks, and I was very happy with our defensive effort tonight.
Another thing you have to be happy about is the way that you guys are able to run the football with Christian Falgu and a couple of the other kids that you have there. It's been pretty successful for you all year. What's been the key to running the football for the Punxsutawney Chucks in 2013?
Well, obviously, the offensive line, the play of the offensive line. And we don't have a senior on that line, but they've worked very hard starting back in the summertime and to make themselves a good varsity football line. And, you know, you couple that with the fact that Christian Falgu is one of these young men that just works so hard that you give him the ball 30 times and he's as fresh as can be because he worked so hard to carry that football. And that combination of good offensive line play. And then we've got Perry Arrington. Perry's coming on. He's a good, fresh set of legs, and he's quick, and he's done his damage too.
Yeah, he's really come on for you the last couple of weeks. I think he moved in. It might not actually show up on our leaderboard, but I know he moved in onto my radar screen as I was putting together the leaderboard this week, Perry Arrington. We're here with Alan Nickel, the head coach at Punxsutawney High School. Alan, you touched on this briefly. There was a half-hour weather delay. How do you keep your football team focused during something like that?
Well, it was kind of difficult tonight. We were half of our team was up on the field in the bus. Behind the bus, the other half is down here at the school. So basically, you know, I told the young man, look, you're going to have to keep yourself focused. We're going to have to play at a moment's notice. We had about 20 minutes to warm up. You're going to have to prepare yourself. I told the seniors, hey, you guys can give the pregame speeches yourself because you know what I'm going to say. So it was basically every man had to look within himself and make sure he's ready to play when the ball was snapped.
You have 3 weeks left in the regular season. You're a game up on Bradford. We know how that went last year, where you actually made the regional playoffs, but they beat you out for the District 9 championship game appearance. How important is it to you guys to get an opportunity to play for that District 9 title this year?
Oh, I mean, you know, it's just one of our goals. It's one of our main goals to get ourselves into the playoffs. We have to work to do it. We scrimmage Clearfield every year. And, you know, the first scrimmage, and we always kind of say, hey, we'd really like to be in the playoffs and get a chance to go against a great program like Coach Chinota has over there. So, you know, it's a big goal for us. It's something that we can really look forward to, but we got to take care of business 1 week at a time. So, all in all, it's a big goal, and our young men have to work, you know, to make that happen.
Well, Alan, we appreciate you taking your time, especially on the road. We know you need to get on the bus, get back to Punxsutawney. Have a safe trip back to Punxsutawney. And thanks for joining us on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show. First time we've had you on. Hopefully it's not the last.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate all the coverage you guys give us, and, you know, have a nice night.
Yeah, and good luck next week against Carn City. That's a big game for you guys at home next week.
Yes, yes. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach Nickel from Punxsutawney, the Chucks, with a victory tonight over Clarion Limestone, final score 28-12. Chris mentioned it there. The weather delay got things started a little bit late out of Clarion Limestone High School tonight. Our man Justin Skiba out in the field for us tonight. Big, big thank you to him for making that interview happen for us here this evening. And really, you know, he's been a great part of our coverage across District 9 as well, right, Chris?
He's been... Justin will go. Try saying that quick 10 times. Justin will go wherever we ask him to go on any Friday night. He's the reason we're able to bring you some of these great interviews that we do every week. We don't shout out to him every week, but we really should, because he's volunteering his time to go out, get these interviews, watch these games, set us up with these coaches and these players, and it's been fantastic. And it hope it makes your show listeners, I hope you guys enjoy it as much as we do.
Yeah, and you know, his signing bonus wasn't even that bad. I mean, we got him for pretty relatively cheap. We were in a battle with ESPN, and as it turns out, we got him. So it was really pretty exciting for us, and we're very, very happy about that. We're heading down toward the bottom of the 10 o'clock hour, so we're going to take a look at the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard briefly here. And again, check out All-American Awards and Engraving online at allamericanhq.com, allamericanhq.com. They'll put just about anything on just about everything at allamericanhq.com.
I'll take it for you this time, Dustin, since you've been doing it all afternoon or all night or whatever it is. I'm kind of confused. I think the Pirates played in the afternoon today. So
it feels like the middle of the night or whatever.
It feels like
for
the
you.
Middle of the
whatever
night.
Whatever the case.
Yeah. Anyhow, in the AML North tonight, Smethport 35, Port Allegheny 14, Cowdersport 26, Cameron County 19. That's a big win for the Falcons in their pursuit of a District 9 playoff berth. Same thing with the Hubbers there, actually, as well. In AML South, Kerwinsville rolls over Brockway 42-22. Brockway was up in that game, and then there was a weather delay, and Kerwinsville came out of that weather delay and just rolled past the Rovers 42-22. And all of a sudden, Brockway goes from being 3-0 to being 3-3 and on the prefaces of maybe not even making the District 9 playoffs.
What's it been? Kane, then Ridgeway, then Kerwinsville this week, right?
Yeah. And then in District 10, Region 5, Franklin all over Bradford 44-0. Franklin had been getting 44-0 in the other direction a lot. Long season up there up north for the Bradford Owls. In case that crossover, these don't count in the conference standings, count in the overall standings. Just talked to Alan Nickel. His Punxsutawney Chucks defeated Davey Eagleton's Clarion Limestone Lions 28-12. Clarion all over St. Mary's 46-0. I guess kudos to St. Mary's. They didn't give up 62 points. Clarion was coming in averaging 62 or so points a game. It scored 62 points in three straight weeks.
Kept it
They kept it close, 46-0. Bobcats continue to roll. Their heads and tails the class of Class A in District 9. Carn City 55, Keystone 14. As Jim Kelly put it, that early 7-0 deficit wasn't anything for the Gremlins tonight. Brookville 43, AC Valley 19. Red Bank Valley on Zane Watson's 39-yard field goal with 3 seconds to play. Topple Montauk 29-26. And we're going to have Zane on here shortly, Dustin. Mm-hmm. Talk about that game-winning field goal. In the Mountain League, Christian Lezer saw some action tonight, didn't start the game at quarterback because of a shoulder injury. Clearfield didn't really need him, even though he scored a couple touchdowns for the Bison. It was Clearfield 49, Belfont 13. Morgantown, West Virginia, all over Dubois, who's going to have a long ride up 79 and across 80. The Beavers lose to Morgantown 52-21. Union, back on the winning track, 27-0 shutout of Kennedy Catholic. Allegheny, Maryland came up to Ridgeway in a game that Ridgeway just scheduled recently. Maybe the Elkers sort of wish they hadn't scheduled that. It was Allegheny, Maryland 42, Ridgeway nothing.
That's the All-American Awards and Engraving scoreboard. Let's pause 10 seconds to allow our stations to identify themselves, and then we will step aside for a break. Come back with the hero of that Red Bank Valley Montauk game tonight, Zane Watson, the game-winning field goal. We talk to him right after this on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com.
You win. wouldn't take a long drive without checking the oil, gas, fluids, and tires. Maybe you should check your auto insurance, too.
Fill her up? No, just check the deductible.
Talk to your independent agent. We're driven to get you the best rate. R. James Mathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Ride High School Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations on the Marcellus gas lakes. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep experience the power of two now. The power of two means Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep has more to offer you. More new vehicles and more used vehicles too. It means we'll help you meet the monthly payments you're looking for. It means we've got a lot of great vehicles, cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to choose from with great financing available. At Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, that's what the power of two means to you. And remember, nobody beats the power of two at Clarion Ford and Clarion Chrysler Dodge Jeep, East Main Street, Clarion.
Explore Gale Brett's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Gale Brett's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Gale Brett's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Hey, Gertrude, did you hear about that fire in Brookville?
Huh?
Yeah, I saw it on that there ExploreClarion.com.
Oh, I heard of them.
Yeah, they also had something on the fair in Clarion.
Huh?
Yeah, the fair in Clarion. I saw it on ExploreClarion.com.
Stop paying for local news. Visit ExploreClarion.com for 24/7 up-to-the-minute local and breaking news, weather, obituaries, events, and more. ExploreClarion.com, your number one source for local news covering Clarion, Jefferson, and surrounding counties.
Independent operators and business owners, if you use trucks to get the job done, get to know
BauerTruckRepair.com.
From an oil change to a complete engine rebuild, who has the tools and staff to do it right?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Who has a full line of small to medium trailer parts in stock and the expertise to find exactly what you need?
BauerTruckRepair.com.
Log on to
BauerTruckRepair.com or see them on Facebook.
Get up to an $80 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid card when you buy four qualifying Cooper tires during the Take the Money and Ride Savings event. Now through November 5th, visit a participating Cooper Tire dealer or CooperTireRebates.com for reward forms and official terms and conditions. This card is issued by Center State Bank of Florida, North America, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Carly Tire, the area's largest selection of tires.
Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com is brought to you by the Triple R Roadhouse. The Fortune and Engraving by the Clarion Ford, Clarion Chrysler. By Bauer Truck Repair. By Travelers Insurance Gaming. By Carly Tire. By Galbraith Furniture. By GR Cellular. And by the Education Consortium of Upper Allegheny. All right, back at the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show on D9Sports.com. Let's make a list for a great win to attend right now. GR Cellular Hotline. GR Cellular is our contact information. We're going to save you money. Online GRCellular.com. We head out on main.day. The hero of that game, Red Bad Valley. Monotone. They will start off first of all by asking 39-yard field goal, game winner.
What goes through your mind in that situation? Standing out there, you're standing still, you're waiting for the snap, you're waiting for the hold. Is there anything that's going through your mind, or is everything that's
I just got my nerves under control and did what I knew how to do.
Zane, talk about your teammates. You're in that position. You're the kicker. You can only control the last part of this. You have to have a good snap and a good hold. And, talk about the team working as a whole and how much practice goes into doing something like that, that it's more than just about the kick. It's about everything that goes in before the kick, because if that hold's not good or the snap's not good, you don't even get the opportunity to kick the ball, do you?
Right, no. It's all the people on the team are family to me. Just the holder, my holder, Devin Schimp, got to know him really well this year. Wasn't my holder last year, came on this year. He's been doing a fantastic job for me. And like long snappers, they change in and out, but every single one of them I love to death. We're all very close, and even as a kicker, I get in on all the family, and it's just being part of the team. It's fantastic.
Did you have us not being there, obviously, did you have an opportunity to think about it? Was it rushing onto the field? How did it unfold for you to get out there to kick the field goal? Did you guys call a timeout? Did they call a timeout? What was the situation like?
Well, there was 10 seconds left on the clock, and we ran one more pass play, and it was incomplete. So it left with 8 seconds left on the clock. And then they rushed me out there to kick the field goal, and I lined up. And right before the snap came, we called a timeout. So, like, that kind of, like, set me off because I was, like, ready to do it.
Wait. Are you telling me that Coach Waz froze his own kicker?
Yeah, it was timeout.
Well, it didn't work, did it?
No, it didn't work.
It didn't freeze you, did it?
No. And then after that timeout is when I went in.
Zane, what was the field like? We know that you had a weather delay down there. We know that there was some rain, and I know that you got a grass field down there. What was the field conditions like?
They were a little muddy. There's puddles everywhere. Like, I would have to look at the ground and study it to where I could see where, like, my plant foot would go, because I definitely didn't want to slide, especially on that last one. And it was hard trying to find a spot that still had, like, good grass on it that I could hold on to with my foot. So it was the conditions kind of played a role in it, but overall I think just all, like, even all around all the players, we just know how to handle in these conditions, and it was actually ended up being a pretty good game despite the weather.
What was the reaction once that field goal went through the uprights? That must be a heck of a feeling. I can only imagine what that feeling is like.
I watched it from the point it left my foot, so about it got halfway there. When I saw it heading toward the field goal post, I didn't even watch it go through. I was already turned around and running, and half the team said they couldn't even. They had to turn around and look the other way. So it was nerve wracking for all of us. Plenty of tears shed, but all around it was an amazing feeling, and I wouldn't trade that for the world.
You know, there are a lot of kickers out there who would die for just that opportunity to kick a game tying or game winning field goal or extra point or whatever just once, and you got that opportunity tonight. Congratulations, Zane. Congratulations on a really nice bounce back season so far by the Bulldogs, who moved to 4-2 on the year with that win. And big game with Clarion next week, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to worry about bad field conditions at Memorial Stadium, though. Some turf.
Nope.
It's got to be a good feeling for a kicker to kick off a turf.
Oh yeah, I love playing up there.
Hey Zane, thanks for taking time out of your Friday night to join us here on the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show with D9 Sports, and good luck next week against the Bobcats.
Thank you.
All right, again, that was Zane Watson, the kicker for Red Bank Valley. One of my favorite aspects of doing these interviews on this show, Chris, and on the GR Cellular Hotline. Not that these reporters aren't great people and a lot of fun to talk to, but coaches just the same. But getting the chance to talk with these student athletes, I think it's just a wonderful, wonderful part of this. And, not to toot our own horn in that, but I'm talking personally from me of I just really enjoy getting the opportunity here to hear from our student athletes.
Well, and I think the cool thing is how well they've embraced coming onto our show. You know, we talk about what we can do, but we can't do it. We talked about it with Justin Skiba, with, you know, in this case, Zane's dad, Glenn, was a big help in helping us get that set up. Rich Rhodes giving us the idea. You know, we don't always think about everything while we're in the middle of the show. Rich Rhodes giving us that idea to bring him on. And what an opportunity there for him, you know, to kick a game-winning field goal like that. And just the feeling that you must have when you do something like
that's
that.
One of those games where those guys are going to get back together, you know, in this season. Look, is Red Bank Valley going to make their way to a state championship this year? No. But is it a team that can contend in the District 9 playoffs? Potentially, yeah. When they look back on a season like this, they're going to look back in a game like that, and they're going to say, that's going to be one of the highlights. That's going to be one of the things that sticks in their mind about this. And when they get together 10 years, 15 years, 20 years at these reunions, Zane's going to be mentioned. And Zane's going to get to relive that moment. And that's really an awesome, awesome thing for Zane.
I just got this from Rich Rhodes. That's the second longest field goal in Red Bank Valley history.
Huh.
The longest field goal in Red Bank Valley history, Brian Dougherty hit a 41-yard field goal. This one ranks number two on it. Zane Watson's best coming into this game. He had never hit a field goal longer than 30 yards, which he did in 2011. So to hit a 39-yard field goal, that's a pretty good
kick.
Pretty
impressive.
Yeah, that's a pretty good kick. Pretty impressive.
Hey, we head right back out on the GR Cellular Hotline. We talk with Jason Salter. Jason Salter is up next on the GR Cellular Hotline. Jason Salter from WHKS Radio in Port Allegheny. Jason had the call of the Smethport-Port Allegheny game tonight. The Gators fall 35-14 tonight to the Smethport Hubbers. The Hubbers 3-0 in the AML North, 4-2 overall. Port falls to 0-3 and 1-5. Jason, give us a little insight on this Smethport team. The Smethport team contending there in that top of the AML North this year.
Smethport, they looked good today, but to be fair, a lot of teams have looked good against Port Allegheny and their defense this year. I hate to be rude, but I'm going to tell the truth on that one. Smethport, to their credit, they did a good job. Good option running, misdirection runs, got Port Allegheny on their heels for the good majority of the game. And when it came down to crunch time, only leading by six in the fourth quarter, Smethport was able to put it away. That's been the story for the Gators, though, for most of the year. They'll hang close, and then the fourth quarter, it kind of just gets away from them.
Jason, who started at quarterback for Smethport tonight?
Today it was Dustin Zetwick was quarterbacking for Smethport tonight.
The reason I asked that question is I know last week he was not the start. He did not play a whole lot at quarterback for them, or as much as he had been up to this point, and I was just wondering if maybe they had made a change there or if there was maybe an injury last week or something like that. I hadn't heard anything, so I was kind of curious on what was going on at their quarterback position. So that answers that. Dustin Zetwick, who there was a lot of hype going into the season. Smethport last year was so reliant on that quarterback position, last year being Clay Schuller. It seems like they're a little bit more maybe balanced offensively with Ryan Stratton and Dustin Zetwick and a couple of other guys this year. Is that the case? Are they maybe a little harder to figure out what they're doing offensively than they were a year ago?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. They're a ground and pound. That's exactly what they are. And I don't know what Zetwig has done in previous weeks, but today he was 2 of 10 throwing for 32 yards. He had one touchdown through the air.
Now that's pretty much
Smethport
what they ran for. Yeah, that's pretty much what they Smethport, do offensively.
Yeah, Smethport ran for 269 on the ground today, and that's how they're going to beat you. And I remember them doing that. They've been doing that for years. And they're not going with what's going on around the rest of the D9 and what's just going around in football in general. The aerial attack is not in Smethport. They're going to beat you on the ground. They're going to wear down the clock. They're going to wear you down on defense, and that's how they're going to win ball games.
I guess what I was meaning by a little different was last year it seemed like even when they ran the ball, Clay Schuller was the guy that ran the ball. This year it seems like they have more guys who carry the ball. Is that what you saw tonight, or was it pretty much?
They have four different guys that can beat you on the ground. They've got two speedsters that try to get out on the edge. Then they got a big guy who's, I don't know, he'd be an offensive lineman for a lot of teams, Stratton. He'll pound you up the middle, and he's their ultimate weapon. He will wear you out on defense. So they have four different options that I can go with, and Zetwig is one of them. He'll do the quarterback option keepers.
Port Allegheny, it looked like a couple of weeks ago that they might have started to figure some stuff out offensively, but it doesn't seem like that's happening right now for them as much.
No, it's not. Of course, they were shut out last week against Otto Ugger. They lost 12-0. And then tonight's game, they scored 14. I'm trying to think of how it was. I think both were on the ground. Tyler Schaefer scored a touchdown, and I believe R.J. Ballou, their fullback, scored another one. They have their moments, and they actually switched up their offense today. They went shotgun for their first possession. Nothing happened for them. They went power eye formation pretty much the rest of the game.
I had heard that might happen.
It stabilized their offense. It was a good change of pace, and it was just the defense that kind of let it get away from them again in tonight's game. But that power eye formation really worked for them today, and there was no struggles between Bryce Stallman, the center, and quarterback Jordan Seifert. We've seen them struggle with the center quarterback exchange pretty much every week. That wasn't the case today because he was under center for 80% of the snaps.
When you look at that AML North race, and it really has become a three-team race for that title probably between Smethport, Sheffield, and Cowdersport. Sheffield obviously with a win over Sheffield. Smethport, they've got Cowdersport next week and then Sheffield the week after. Is that pretty much the next 3 weeks, next couple of weeks, going to determine who wins that AML North?
It will. It'll be down to two teams, I think, next week. Whoever wins between Smethport and Cowdersport, you might as well pencil them in. And Sheffield, I'm still not real too sure about them. I still think it's going to come down to Smethport and Cowdersport. And yeah, they do play next Friday. I'll either be watching that game or I'm really tempted to go watch Clarion and Red Bank Valley. But whoever wins between Smethport and Cowdersport, I would think I would probably pencil that team in, even though Cowdersport, they are chasing Smethport and Sheffield at the moment.
Wow, you know, that Cowdersport-Smethport rivalry has, how often over the years has that game decided that division?
It's going to be intense. It's going to be intense, and it's senior night for Smethport. So, you know, that team is going to be jazzed up next week. Cowdersport's going to have their hands full, but it's going to be a good game, I think.
I would agree. Jason, thanks once again for joining us on the Triple R Roadhouse D9 Overtime Show with D9Sports.com. It's always great to have you on, and I'm sure we'll talk to you before the end of the season.
All right, sounds great. You guys are doing a good job. Thanks again for having me on.
All right, appreciate it, Jason. Again, Jason from WHKS in Port Allegheny, one of our wonderful affiliate stations up in the northern part of District 9, and we appreciate him joining us tonight. Mention that Cowdersport-Smethport game. We've pretty much already lined up Christian Savinsky from WFRMAM in Cowdersport to join us next week to talk about that game, so we're looking forward to getting a recap of that one. All right, folks, we're going to talk a little bit about the playoffs, at least in the amount of time that we have available to us until 11 o'clock rolls around and wraps up our show here. We're going to do that with Andy Close of the Bradford Era. He's scheduled to join us in just a few moments. But for right now, we step aside for a two-minute timeout, come back, and wrap up tonight's show. This is the Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime Show right here on D9Sports.com.
Explore Gale Brett's Furniture in Brookville to see the area's most unique furniture store and discover just how big it really is. You'll find the best prices on the latest home fashions and accessories with colors and styles from cozy to classic. Bring your colors and dimensions, and Gale Brett's design team will help you create the home of your dreams, from window treatments to floor coverings and everything in between. Experience the warmth, charm, and friendliness of this wonderful store. Gale Brett's Furniture, Main Street in Brookville. Better, simple, different.
It's all something.
You wouldn't take a long drive without checking the oil, gas, fluids, and tires. Maybe you should check your auto insurance, too.
Filler up? No, just check the deductible.
Talk to your independent agent. We're driven to get you the best rate. R. James Mathers Insurance Agency. It's always something.
Looking to have a party, banquet, golf outing, wedding, or corporate function, and don't want to be bothered with the hassle of cooking or cleaning up the mess? Call the Triple R Roadhouse from Clarion and have us cater it for you. Our catering crew has many years of experience ranging from small backyard cookouts to large well locations in the Marcellus gas tanks. Indoors or out, rain or shine, we have the equipment that is required to cook your steaks, ribs, chicken, chops, burgers, or whatever you would like on site while you watch. Call the Triple R Roadhouse at 814-227-2000 for details or to arrange a meeting. That's 814-227-2000.
Hey folks, it's Bill Hillgrove for All American Awards and Engraving. It's back to school time, and Booster parents, if you're looking for some new fundraising ideas or somewhere new to get your uniforms this year, you don't need to go far. Just go to All American Awards and Engraving in Shippenville. They specialize in screen printing, embroidery, trophies, plaques, and more. And they have everything you need to make your team or organization look great. So Booster parents, stop by their new showroom on Main Street in Shippenville or visit them online at allamericanhq.com. Come in and find out what All American Awards and Engraving can do for you.
Welcome back to the Triple R Roadhouse. And we're now joined on the GM by Andy Close of the Bradford Era and, of course, D9Sports.com to talk a little District 9 Class A playoff race stuff. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
We had you in studio last week. Now we've got you on the phone from Bradford. So how was the weather in Bradford tonight?
The weather in Bradford was not a factor at all. Not that you would know it from Bradford's perspective, putting the ball on the ground 10 times, but the rain held on.
Oh,
it was a beautiful
wow.
night for football.
10 fumbles.
Ten fumbles, 6 lost.
Oh. You're not going to win any football games when you fumble the ball 10 times.
No. It's been a rough season. Continues to get worse for the Owls, Chris.
Hey, we're going to talk some District 9 playoff stuff right now. And, folks, we're just going to concentrate on Class A this week. We'll get to Double A, Triple A, and Quad A with Dubois in the upcoming weeks. But Class A, we know, is where everybody's really got their concentration. To give a quick rundown of how that works, there's 16 teams in Class A. Of those 16, 8 of them, a maximum of 8. Now, we've seen years like last year where not all 8 that qualify decide they want to go, but you can have up to 8 teams. It's not an open tournament. Now, little change from last year. Instead of 4 teams from the AML qualifying, only 3 automatically qualify. They pick those like this. The AML champion, if it's a Class A school, is automatically the top seed. If the AML champion isn't a Class A school, and it's looking more and more like that's going to happen this year, it looks like it's Canes to lose, and they're Double A, then it would be the top 3 teams based on this. Winning percentage on all regular season AML games. That would be both versus teams both in the South and the North, which is a little different than their standings are. Head-to-head competition in the PIAA ranking system. The CASAC, meanwhile, will get 2 teams automatically, first based on their record in just the division games, then on head-to-head competition, and then on the PIAA football ranking system. After that, there will be 3 wild card teams. Those will be picked between both leagues based on winning percentage, based on all games played, and if that doesn't settle it, then the PIAA ranking system. The PIAA ranking system is pretty easy. If you're a Class A team and you beat a Class A team, you get 100 points. If you beat a Class AA team, you get 120 points. If you beat a Class AAA team, you get 140. And if you beat a Quad A team, you get 160. Then you get power points for each win that a team that you beat has beaten. So say in Clarion's case, Clarion has beaten 6 teams. And those 6 teams have combined beaten 9 other those 6 teams have 9 wins. Clarion gets 90 points. So Clarion right now has 790 points. But
so that number's constantly changing.
That number can constantly change as the year goes on. Now, so what does it all mean? Right now, if the playoffs started right now, without tomorrow's games having been played and all of that, if they started right now, the 3 automatic teams from the AML would be Kerwinsville, Smethport, and then there would be a tie between Sheffield and Cowdy, but Sheffield would get that based on the head-to-head win over Cowdy. The 2 teams out of the CASAC would be Clarion and Red Bank Valley. They're both 3-0 in it. Then we would go into the 3 wild cards, and right now those 3 wild cards would be Cowdersport, Sheffield, and I'm sorry, Sheffield's already in. It would be Cowdersport, Brockway, and Ridgeway. Ridgeway is a 500 team, as is Brockway. Clarion Limestone is just a game back of those teams at 2-4, as is Union just a game back at 2-4. So as you can see, as we head down these stretch weeks of these last 4 weeks of the regular season, there's a lot of movement that could happen there, Andy, isn't there?
There's an awful lot of movement. Looking outside of Clarion and Kerwinsville, Boy, the AML is just a muddled mess with Smethport, Sheffield, Countersport. Then you look at Red Bank Valley and the CASAC, and a couple other teams at 2-4. This is really shaping up to be a a fun final stretch run here of the regular season with so many of these Class A schools jockeying for position.
You know, and I hope that this year all eight of them decide to go, because I think that whoever comes in as that 7-8 team, they belong there this year. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree, and much more so than last year. When I can't recall off the top of my head who the
I think it was Counter was it was it
I think it was Countersport. Countersport declined to play because they would have drawn top seed Port Allegheny. Declined to play, giving Port Allegheny a bye, which didn't really do them any favors either. So you hope for the sake of whoever the number one seed is that all eight teams go so they can get that, you know. And to be honest with you, it's better to have all eight teams in there than have one or two teams have a bye. It gives a more competitive playing field across the board.
Hey, moving, and I know we said we're going to concentrate on the double A, I mean on the single A this week, but we did get a question from Walter White over our Twitter account. It's at D9 Sports. Wanted to know how the PowerPoints for the D9 AAA standings work, and basically just sort of explained that to him, Andy. But in AAA, it's a little different. You only get 60 points if you beat a Class A team, 80 if you beat a Double A team, 100 if you beat a Triple A team, and 120 if you beat a Quad A team. But then you also get the PowerPoints like we just talked about.
And don't forget too, and Andy, you can correct me on this one, because obviously with Bradford being in that AAA. Portion of District 9, you probably have a better feel on this one as well, but you have two different things that you're qualifying for in District 9 Class AAA. There's a Class AAA championship game that's played week number 10, and there is a particular setup. It's a point system there. It's the PIAA power points, or the PIAA ranking system, which is those points plus the power points, which is that thing that we described about the number of wins that your opponents had, plus schedule points for the classification of teams that are on your schedule, win or lose. And that's just to make the championship game. But, Andy, what is it? Is it eight teams then in that little sub-region that are competing for, what, the four playoff spots?
Four playoff spots in that sub-regional, Dustin, that's correct.
And eight teams?
Or eight teams, yep.
Eight teams that are battling for that. And those schedule points don't matter at all in that. So if you're
correct.
Crunching the numbers, you have to crunch two separate groups of numbers, and it is possible, right, that a team, if you're around the 500 mark or right around that, you could qualify for the District 9 championship game by losing that, let's say, to Clearfield, which seems to have control over AAA and District 9, at least the District 9 teams. It could end up hurting you because you lose in week number 10, and you may not make... So you could make this District 9 championship game, but another team from District 9 could jump ahead of you. Probably not going to happen this year. But could jump ahead of you and make that, what is it, 6, 8, 9, 10?
Yeah, that's sub-regional there. And, and to go even further, you know, that's a situation, you know, that I'm sure no one wants to see. And why it's set up that way is, you know, for reasons best known to the powers that be. But
the all-famous powers that be.
Yes, let's... I mean, without getting into that too much, it is completely possible for the scenario that you just described, Dustin, to play out. For the team that would, I mean, we would assume, you know, get the right to play Clearfield, whether that be Punxsutawney or Bradford, if they lose, that could potentially hurt them and knock them out of that sub-regional.
Hey, while we're at it, I mean, double A, it's five teams playing for four spots. What is it, Kane, Carn City, Montauk,
St. Mary's.
Who am I missing? St. Mary's, and I missed somebody in
Brookville.
There. Brookville, there we go.
It seems like those four are set.
Yeah.
But Montauk doesn't look like it's going to make
no,
it.
No, the seedings are determined just by the points. You can go on to the District 9 committee's website, www.piaad9.org. Click on the football link on the left side, and you can find this information, all this information.
Is that actually
sharing.
There?
On the football, yeah.
That's good.
Yep, it is. The information sheet posted on there, so... those four teams are set, and that's pretty much, that's an easy one to calculate and not a whole lot crazy going on if you take the time to do it. But and then what, Quad A, four teams battle for four spots, I believe, is what that one comes
down
to. And it's
a little
sub-region as well there, too, Andy. Hey, Andy, we gotta actually wrap it up for this week. It's hate to push you off so quickly, Andy, but, well, that's what we do every week to you, so... You're used to it, I guess, at this point.
But. As always, guys, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
All right, that was Andy Close with Bradford Era, and, of course, from D9Sports.com as well. Chris, final thoughts on week number six. Hard to believe, week number six.
Love things like game-winning field goals.
Yep. Well put. I love things like Pirates victories.
Me too.
Let's hope that week number seven's Triple R Roadhouse Friday Night Overtime show, we're still talking about those Pittsburgh Pirates. You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too. All right, that's going to do it here for us.